In the early 60s, the youth of America was in turmoil. The Vietnam War, the Civil Rights Movement, and widespread political corruption led to a hatred of the establishment and general unrest. Rock and roll musicians suddenly took on an unprecedented role. They became the spokespeople of a generation. In the forefront was Bob Dylan.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Dylan made his reputation as a rebel. Born Robert Zimmerman in May 1941,
I ain't got no home.
He was influenced early on by Woody Guthrie, the protest singer who translated the tragedies of ruined farmers and social outcasts into songs that would outlive the people they spoke of. In 1979, the men of Chippendales gyrated their way into the spotlight. But behind the G-strings was a self-proclaimed king who stopped at nothing to protect his exotic empire. Although the Chips packed in the ladies night after night, their paychecks were as thin as their thongs. Soon the dancers figured out other ways to cash in. The condition, craniopagus parasiticus, is simply a conjoined twin that fails to fully develop a body. Twins that are born conjoined at the head are extremely rare, one in every 2.5 million births. But parasitic twins are even more uncommon. We were at the summit of Kilimanjaro, crossing the Sahara, trekking across Nepal. JanSport became synonymous with experience-seeking enthusiasts. Rich experiences which lead to personal discovery. These experiences do not need to be extreme, just different and meaningful. During the 1980s, a shy, awkward teenager turned into a royal superstar. Abandoning the traditional formality of the British royals, she touched the lives of real people. But this transformation would come at a price. Within months, Diana's marriage was under strain. Within 5 years, both Diana and Charles had started new relationships. How had the fairy tale gone so wrong, so quickly?